Amen. Something got turned around. Praise God. Hallelujah. The miraculous goodness of God. Amen. I want you to know our God is always working with us. Amen. And I tell you what, God loves you, and without fail, he will be faithful in our lives. Amen. So I just want to thank you for being here this morning. I want to thank you for the goodness that God has put forth in our life. And tomorrow and today, we're just going to worship him and be thankful. Amen. For you who don't know, we're getting ready to go on vacation here soon. So I'm already in vacation mode. Praise God. But I'm also very excited to be here to worship God with you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, stand to your feet with us this morning as we worship.
Walking. talk with Linda before service. Don't talk to her before service. She'll make you cry. She made me cry twice, but she was reminding me of a lady who received 4 miracles from God. And then we started talking about the most notable miracles that we've seen God do. And it's not by happenstance we had this conversation before we sang this song. Because I'm reminded that what he did is what he'll do. And if he did it for them, he's going to do it for you. Amen? So we're going to go back into this bridge. And if there's anything, anybody on your heart, on your mind, if it's you, I don't care. Let me tell you what I would do if I were you is give everything I got to God, because I've seen you do it and I'll see you do it again. And if I'm shouting for myself, then I'm shouting for myself. But if everything is good with you, then why don't you shout for somebody else's victory? Amen? Shout for somebody else's miracle. Hallelujah.
Then Logan is going to sing it by himself. Then I'm going to sing it by myself. And then we're going to stop, because then that's your job. That's your part. That's for you to sing. Amen. What we're doing is declaring our faith.
fearlessness. I'm not afraid. I see your face. Amen. So we're giving you the opportunity to use your voice. Raise it up and declare that you're not afraid. Amen.
I knew that you would come. You say.
the name of the Lord. Woo! Hey, we're not done worshiping yet. We're just going to take a moment here because I just want to say that, first of all, we're going to send up a prayer for someone who's not with us today. But I also want to know, is there anybody in here who is sick today or have pain and you'd like for us to pray for you so that you could see God heal? Anybody believe in God, come on up here. If that's you and you need prayer today, I'm telling you that God is going to touch you and he's going to heal. Amen? And while we're here, before I pray for these guys, you guys know Holly Crabtree. Amen? She's usually up here on our worship team. Well, she's battling sickness right now. And so we're just going to ask for God to do a miracle. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just put Holly before you right now, Father. And Lord, I thank you, God, that right now healing is going into her body, Father. God, I thank you that every sickness and every symptom of sickness is leaving her even right now, Father. We loose the working of miracles and healing to come upon her, Father. I curse sickness, God, and any symptom that would show any sign of sickness, I command that to go in Jesus' name. And Lord, I just thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Come up here. Praise God. Hallelujah. What do you got going on? Hallelujah. Somebody else? Praise God. Well, hallelujah. Let's just give the Lord a hand clap.
Hey, babe.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, right now, Father, if anyone be bound by anxiety, fear, Father, worry, stress, God, there might be things that people need prayer for, Father, but God, they just don't feel comfortable coming up front, Father. Lord, right now, I pray for each of those situations, Father. Lord, I command these things to come off of your people, Father. Lord, I release the power of God to bring joy, to bring peace. God, to just break discouragement and anxiety, Father, off of people. And Lord, I just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you what, I think that God is moving in our hearts greatly and upon our lives in a great way. And I tell you what, we're going to give him just a few more moments of worship. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah.
Thinks that it's over, but God said he's just beginning, he's just starting.
can just come and say, Jesus, Jesus, save us, and you saved us. So God, we just give you praise today. We thank you that you're not finished. You're not finished with us. You're just beginning.
When I was your foe, still your love fought for me. You have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. 'Cause you have been so, so
still you give yourself.
telling you, faith was released right there. I felt a burst of faith.
Still being moved. Strongholds are still being loose. God, we believe. Yes, we can see the one.
Over this house.
We are here for you. Come and do what?
Make yourself available.
We are here for you, Lord. Come and do what you do. Set our hearts on you, Lord. Come miracles happen when you move. Healing is Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus is for my family. I speak the holy name, Jesus.
Before we give the microphone to Lori and let her bring forth the word that God has given her, I just got a text, and no, normally I don't look, but I had this unction. Holly just got sent to the ER. So, Lord, we just lift her up. We've prayed for her, and we believe that your word has gone forth, Lord God, and it has healed her body, Father, in the name of Jesus. Every sickness, every disease that's within her, every virus, every viral infection, everything that can be called, Lord, we just call it now and tell it it's healed. It has gone out of her body and her body is healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, Jesus.
Jesus. You are a chosen generation. I have chose you for this very moment, this very time. And yes, there will be a move, and it starts with you. There's nothing that you will not go through, nothing that your feet won't go into, that I will not be in there with you. It's time to quit being complacent. It's time to quit sitting back. It's time to arise, church, into what you were called to be, what I formed you to be, what I made you to be. It's time to stand up for what's right. Time to stand up for what's wrong. You won't be harmed. You won't be harmed in any way. My angel, my warring angels are about you. They're just like the word last week that said that they are just with you, shoulder to shoulder. When they are shoulder to shoulder and they are camped about you, there ain't nothing that's going to get in. You are protected. You are protected. Worship me. Magnify me. Stand up and arise as the church of old. Let's get back to that place that we don't sit back anymore, that we rise up and take back this land.
name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Amen. Woo. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy, that was a great time in worship today. Amen. Woo. Praise God. Hallelujah. Boy, I'm telling you that when it comes to God and it comes to worshiping Him, it is time, as they say, to let your hair down. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I tell you what, make sure that we go 100% all out for God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
And just for clarification for some, when I said I was drunk, I haven't touched a drop of alcohol except for NyQuil when I've been sick and since I've been saved. So it's not
Amen.
That.
Hallelujah. Praise
it's the
God.
Spirit. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I'm going to speak this out boldly.
Jesus.
I can tell you we prayed for Holly, and I look forward to hearing the good report of the supernatural turnaround of God. Amen. I tell you what, I have seen things happen in a moment of time. I've seen things take a couple days. When I prayed for my mom when I was young, they diagnosed my mom with terminal heart disease and a terminal blood disease. And with that didn't just get overridden overnight. I'm telling you, it was month after month after month after month after month. I can remember having to put a little nitrogen patch because they didn't have these things all as medically nice as they do today. But that nitrogen patch would be on this shoulder till it turned red. Then we'd put it on this shoulder. Then we put it on the back shoulder month after month, week after week, because that nitrogen patch would keep her heart going, but it would also just break out in a rash sometimes. But one day I got up and went in to see my mom, who had not been able to get out of bed, who was breathing hard and all this kind of stuff and was really struggling. And she wasn't in bed. My first thought when I was that young was not good. I was afraid. But I run out there. She was just, and she said, "Honey, look," took a deep breath and said, "The Lord has healed me." And we went to shout. We went to shout and cooking a meal. Praise God. That was my favorite thing with my mom. And I'll never forget when the doctors called and said, "Hey, this is not good. You haven't been getting your nitrogen medicine. You haven't been doing anything. You need to come in immediately." And they took her in and checked her out for a whole week. But she told them even before she came, she said, "I'll come in just as long as you guys are willing to declare that I'm healed." And they kept her for a week. And they came and said, "Hey, we have people coming from the Cleveland Clinic and all over because we've never seen nothing like this."
It's like
we
you've
would
got
say,
a new heart is what they told her.
And a brand new body. Yep.
Yes.
He said, "If I wasn't
yes.
your doctor all these years."
Amen.
Yeah.
I mean, whew. Listen, that's why we're so dogmatic Amen. About healing and that miracles Amen. Are for today.
Amen. Amen.
And you say, "But I've seen people that didn't get it." Yeah, they got it. It was in heaven, but they got it.
Amen.
And we
Praise
didn't get God. It where we wanted it, which is here on
Amen.
Earth.
Amen.
But they
mm-hmm.
still got it. But Amen. Why do you keep thinking it's going to happen on it? Because we've seen it happen.
Amen.
Amen. Because we've That'll seen
be. Amen.
The miraculous of God. My
Amen.
Favorite healing that I've ever been had the privilege of being in the space where it happened. And I'm telling you, there's tons and tons of them.
That's what I was thinking. How can you get down to your favorite? I've seen so many.
I know it.
I think this is my favorite.
You're going to say, then later. But this one was amazing. Like, mind blown. We were in service, pastor was preaching, and a woman drops over to
oh,
our
yeah.
side.
Amen.
And there's commotion and people were trying to help her, and we have medical people mm-hmm. in the congregation, and they were rushing to her, and she literally just dropped down. And so when they went over there, pastor went over and said, "Well, what's going on?" And the EMS had come, and they're working on her and working on her, and said, "She's dead."
Shocked her.
She's dead. We can't do anything. They literally declared her
yep.
gone. They couldn't do anything. Yeah, they put the paddles to her and everything. And pastor said, "Okay, you did what you could do. Now let us do what we can do." And he said, "Everybody lift your hand this way." And what's he doing when he says that? Join your faith with mine, because God's getting ready to do something amazing. Amen.
Amen.
And so we all lifted our hands. He prayed over that woman. They's pushing her out in a gurney out in the foyer.
With the blanket over her.
And she raised up.
Yep. It didn't happen right away. They picked her up, put her on one of those gurneys, put the blanket on her, mm-hmm. went through those doors, mm-hmm. and as soon as they hit the, what we call the foyer or the lobby, whatever, as soon as they got to the lobby before they went to the outer doors, she sat up and said, "What's going on?" And then they rushed her. Here's what was interesting. They rushed her down to the hospital. Of course, pastor said, "Man, I want to see this." So he ran down to the hospital.
Well, they said because she was out yeah. for so long, she may be awake.
That's what I'm telling.
I started the story.
I know, but
you're
stealing
my story.
I've taken over now. So the funny thing was, when pastor got there, they said, "Hey, because she was dead for so long, because her circulation wasn't working, her heart wasn't pumping for so long, said she's going to be a vegetable. There's no way her brain can be normal." And pastor said, "Well, I don't believe that." And he walked right in the room, and she said, "Hey, pastor, how are you?" And 100% restored.
I'm telling you, God is so good.
Amen.
So why do we believe in miracles? Because we've seen them.
Amen. Praise
because
God.
It says it in the Word,
yep.
and God is faithful.
Amen.
He raised a woman from the dead. You're
Amen.
Not dead. Amen.
Amen.
You, what do you got going Praise on? God. You're not dead.
Hallelujah.
Nothing's impossible with Amen. Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Whew.
Yeah, it's not too late.
What about that? No, I'm not. No, I'm thinking of that little boy, and you tell it so much better than I do. So you told my story. Now I'm going to ask you to tell your story, jumper on my story person. You tell the story about that little boy that a spirit had come upon, and his eyes
yeah.
were in his
oh,
head.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This was one of the first times I was on a crusade in Africa, and we were having a crusade, and a pastor had prayed and everything, and the crusade was coming to an end. And this woman walked up to me, and I was standing down there. We were helping out. And she said, "My baby got possessed by a devil." I said, "What?" And she said, "Look, what's wrong?" And his little eyes was up in his head. And all you could see was just white. So when you looked at someone's eyes, and you're supposed to see their eyeball, with him, all you could see was the white of his eye. You didn't ever see his eyeball, because it was just rolled up there. And she said, "Something came upon him when he was 4. He's 7 years old now, and he has not been," she said, "he was a normal baby, but he's not been able to speak. He's not been able to recognize me as mom, nothing in all that time." And I said, "Well, pastor's going to pray for this child, and I believe God's going to heal him." So pastor came down, and he prayed for that baby and cursed that thing and commanded it to come off of him. And he said, "Ma'am," he said, "take your baby home and come back tomorrow night, because you're going to have a testimony to give." That lady took 3 steps, and her son looked up with his little bright brown eyes and said, "Mama, woo, praise God." And so I'm telling you, never doubt the goodness of God or his ability. Amen. I mean, it was amazing. Those little eyes dropped down, and he looked up and said, "Mama," and had not known his mother for 3 years. Amen?
Woo!
But listen, God is a good restorer.
Nothing's
God.
Impossible.
Amen.
Somebody's faith is being stirred right now. Don't
yes.
don't allow the enemy to come in and start talking doubt and unbelief to you. Somebody, God is telling somebody right now that I am able to do exceedingly abundantly all you may ask or think. Don't stop me. Don't let doubt come in. Doubt will stop.
Amen.
Doubt and unbelief will stop.
Praise God.
A miracle of God. Faith and fear can't exist.
Amen.
In the same space. So come on. He's like stirring you right now. He's stirring you. I remember a woman. I'm just going to tell it because it's in me. And then I'll shut up and do announcements. But there was a woman. It was a night of miracles. The pastor has nights of miracles sometimes on Sunday nights. He's having one on the 31st, I believe. So if you want to go over there, it's going to be at 6:30. But there was a woman that came up, and she came up. She was a younger lady. She was in her 30s. I hate saying that. She was a younger lady
Amen.
In her 30s.
She was young. Amen.
Sorry, got a
You're still
old
young
woman
too,
moment
then.
There. But anyway, her parents brought her up, and she's standing there, and you can see. Have you ever seen somebody that hurt so bad that you didn't have to have them tell you that they were in pain, that their face literally just said it all, that she was in such excruciating pain? And so Pastor came up to, and she had, I think, rheumatoid arthritis, mm-hmm. had just eaten her body. It was horrible. I mean, it was horrible. She was had to leave her home with her husband and her child and go live with their parents because she needed 24-hour care, and they were taking care of her. So her life was just because of this disease,
Amen.
Totally destroyed. And I watched because, listen, when God's moving, I want to see what God's doing.
Amen.
I know we're supposed to close our eyes sometimes, but I just watched because I saw the pain on this woman's face. And he went up to her, and she's like, don't touch me, because if you touched any part of her body, it was just excruciating for her. And so he just grabbed, I don't know if it was her pinky, but he grabbed a finger on her,
mm-hmm.
and he prayed over her. And I promise you, I was watching her. I saw that thing leave her.
Amen.
And it just started from here down. And I just literally saw it go away from her before she did anything. And all of a sudden, some Amen. Of you know what it is to be in pain.
Mm-hmm.
And so constantly, nothing helped her. Nothing relieved it. If it could relieve it, she would have taken it before she came into a church where people were going to be around her, right? Because they can bump into her. She couldn't get it relieved. And you saw this pain just go off of her. And she starts realizing that mm-hmm. she's not in pain anymore. She's jumping. She's like, she just got her life back. She's
Amen.
Running it up and down Woo. Those steps in the church.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, God totally restored
yes.
not only her health to her, but her life, because she Amen. Moved back in with her husband and her baby, and her life was restored back to her.
Amen.
Listen, God sees it all. God
Amen.
Sees it all, and
Amen.
He's ready to do it for you. Amen?
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
So, okay.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Floating in Amen. The realm still.
Praise
I'm just
God.
Telling you.
Hallelujah. Well, I want to thank those that were able to come out to new members class
yes.
yesterday.
Amen.
Woo! We had a great time. We had a great time. And I do want to tell you that we're going to do that again next month. It's going to be on Saturday, February 20th. So if you were not able to come this time, we're going to do it again. And we'll just continue to make that available. And even if we have a date set and you cannot make it, touch base with us and we'll work with you. Amen.
Amen. We'll have a sign-up sheet out there
yes.
again on Thursday
Amen.
For the next
Amen.
Class.
And then what else is exciting is the month of February is going to be kind of busy for us, praise God, because we know that we have the XO Conference, Marriage Conference,
yeah.
and that sheet is filling up fast, which is beautiful. But also, February is going to be our 10th anniversary of being right here in Kenton, Ohio. Woo! So what's going to happen is we're going to celebrate on the 7th that our morning worship service is going to be powerful. But also on February 7th at 6 o'clock p.m., Pastor Peter Dosick, the apostle of our church, is going to come over. And he's going to be here for an evening service that's going to start at 6. And somewhere in between there, I'm sure we'll have some snacks and stuff probably after that service. And we are, I do want you to know that is Super Bowl Sunday, and I don't care. Hallelujah.
Listen, the first Sunday they started us here, because Pastor Peter Dosick started this church. He's
yeah.
the one who put us over
yeah.
here.
Mm-hmm.
And the first Sunday they set was Super Bowl Sunday.
Amen.
We came in the morning, did our morning service, and then we realized, I think we had so much going on that weekend
yes,
trying
yes,
to
yes, yes.
get things ready and stuff that mm-hmm. in between, when you finally rested from the first service, we realized it's Super Bowl Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Nobody's going to be here tonight. We're going to be praising in Jesus, because it was, of course, Philip, me and Phil and Linda and Jared and not
Amen.
All of those boys.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them, just Adam, Isaiah and Caleb and little Zeke was going to make his debut. He was
Amen.
Baking.
Amen.
So
he was in the
it was just
process.
Us. And we're like, well, it's just going to be us tonight for service tonight, because it's Super Bowl Sunday. And you're in Kenton, Ohio, football
mm-hmm.
town of USA. Amen. So we thought that. No, there's like 70-some people
yes.
that showed up
Praise
that night.
God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. People are showing they want Jesus more than they want that
Amen.
Football.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And football should be secondary or third or fourth or fifth.
Football's down
or
the,
somewhere way
yeah.
down the list. Amen.
I saw a funny joke the other day, and it said it was a guy who loves to go duck hunting. He said, honey, don't you dare go into labor today. This is the last day of duck hunting, and I need to go duck hunting. Don't you dare be that selfish.
Wow. That'll get a man hurt.
Especially a woman that's about to give birth. Like, that was brave.
You can go from the hunter to being the hunted. You can go from the hunter to being the hunted real quick in a situation like that.
Amen. You're going to be the duck, the sitting duck. You sit down around here and you talk like that. No, I'm just kidding.
Amen.
So we are going to be going on vacation. We leave on Saturday.
Amen.
Don't let that stop you from being here.
Yeah.
Jesus is here.
Amen.
And so we're going to have some great people that are coming and are going to be speaking. We've got Pastor Nicole Waters, which is Pastor Peter Dosick's daughter. Mm-hmm. She's super anointed.
Amen.
The word she brings, come on, Pastor's her father. She is her father's daughter. Mm-hmm. She doesn't preach like him. She has her own way and her own style. God has made her her own person.
Mm-hmm.
And what she brings is amazing and it's powerful.
Amen.
Don't miss next Sunday.
Amen.
Because that's going to be powerful. And then we've got Pastor Tim LeMaster. He is the youth pastor for the main house for the Bakken's campus. And then we've got Philip Walker Jr. He'll be here on that Sunday. And then we've got Pastor Joe Turner from Cary, Ohio. Anybody know Pastor Joe from? Yes.
Woo.
We love Pastor Joe and the Pastor Lucia.
Absolutely.
So we're excited to have him come over that Thursday. Almost frustrated because we're not going to be here.
Amen.
But I'll watch from the pool.
Amen. Praise God. Yeah, it'll be hard on us. It'll be so hard because we'll be at the pool in the hot weather, relaxing.
Feel sorry
for us. But we will worship with you every time. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. We will miss you. We will miss you, but I'm ready to go. I'm just telling you.
Praise
God. I'm ready
to go. Well, I think I'm just going to release the children right now. And I think we're going to do offering at the end of service today. Praise God. I'm going to get right into the word this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. But I'm kind of finishing up a subject I've been talking about today. Today is going to be probably my final message on the idea of your choice. Amen? And we've been talking about this because just where we're at in the world right now, I'm telling you that every one of us needs to make sure that we are like Joshua. Joshua said in his day, he said, hey, first of all, we look back over our life and we cannot deny the goodness of God. He said, but I'm just going to stand before you today and I'm going to make a declaration that as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. And so I really want to speak to you on this subject today because today we're going to look at some things that are clear in the Bible. And I think it's really appropriate because of the time in which we're living and the stuff we got on to really just remember what God says about why we're here on this earth. Amen? Because we want to know that God is with us. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm just going to go to Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, because I said that this is going to be kind of like one of our foundational scriptures this month. And it says in Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, it says, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. And I want to remind you that during Joshua's time, they were leaving and going into the promised land to set up the nation that God wanted them to set up. So can you imagine the amount of turmoil and difficulty that was going on during that time? Can you imagine the fears, the doubts, the worries, the stresses, all the things that those guys were carrying? And I want you to know something, that God always speaks a word to his people in every generation that no matter what's going on in the world, we should be able to be strong and courageous. We should have a confidence not in the world systems and not necessarily in what we see going around us, but we should have an absolute confidence in God. We should have a confidence in his faithfulness. We should have a confidence in his ability to sustain us no matter what's going on around about us. Amen? Remember, I told you before that even when the issue was coming in Egypt and the Lord was delivering his people, at one point they said that there was darkness over all the land, but they could look over and see the land where God's people was in Goshen. And boy, the lights were on. Amen? So I want you to know something, that the Lord himself even said that the plan has never been that we would just get to escape the world, but that while the evil's going on, the Lord would keep us. Amen? So I just want to put this in your heart, that this is a time, folks, where every one of us have got to be courageous. Amen? And I want you to know that I want you to use wisdom in everything you do, but be courageous. Don't be afraid to live. Don't be afraid to lift your hands and worship the Lord. I want you to know that you have got to be strong enough to believe that even in this day in which we're living, we're going to be courageous and we are going to follow God. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. But I say that to you because I do want to share a few scriptures with you. And we're going to talk about a few things this morning just to make sure that you understand. Now, we talked about last week that if we were ever going to be thrown in jail or if we were ever going to be in trouble with anything in this world, it should be that we're following God and not man. Amen? And I just want to let you know that the world itself is going to go through difficulties and is going to go through challenges. There's nothing that we can not know about that, and we have to make sure that we understand all this, okay? And in Matthew chapter 24, I'm going to begin to read in verse 3. It says, "And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled." Come on now. Be strong and courageous. "For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom." And there, you know, it's kind of interesting because when you study out some of the meaning of nation in the Hebrew and Greek, it means ethnic group. So we're going to have nations rising against nations, ethnic groups against ethnic groups. "For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows." Oh, just the beginning. "Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another." You know, it's interesting that God is talking to his people and saying, make sure that you never live a life where you get offended. And make sure that you never start hating one another. You know, I'm telling you that these are statements that should be just for the world, but I'm telling you, at this point in time, sometimes we need to make sure that even within the church, we don't allow what's going on in the world to distract us enough that it could even divide or separate us. Listen, I want you to understand something, that it is critical that the body of Christ should stand firm and should be a reflection of what God says. And I'm also telling you that sometimes if we're not careful, we will bring all kinds of rhetoric into the house of God that would be better left outside, so that when we come together and worship, we can experience the presence of God. We can be filled with his goodness, so that when we go out in the world, we have an answer of faith, healing, and hope where we can touch other people's lives. Amen? Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. I'm telling you. We just got to make sure that it's good for us to have convictions as people. It's good for us to have stances, but let's make sure that those convictions are truly from the Lord, and let's make sure that the one thing we don't ever do is we don't ever override love with just our own agendas. Amen? Whew. Praise God. Now listen to this, and this is something that I hate to say, but I got to say it. It's in the Word, and I got to let you know, because there's a lot of voices out there right now. And there's a lot of prophetic voices out there right now. And when it comes to prophecy, we ought to make sure that what we're saying is truly from God. And if we miss it, we ought to be bold enough to say, hey, I repent. Amen? Or we have to just accept the fact that maybe some people aren't what they say they are. If you have a prophetic word, we should be able to verify it through the Word and through what is going on. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. You know, one of the biggest signs in the end times that we're in the end times is when love begins to become cold. Listen, I want you to know something, that we better have our convictions and live them, but at the same time, the outstanding thing that should be seen in the believer is love. Kindness one for another and kindness for your fellow man. Amen? We should see the church praying for people. We should see the church helping people, loving people, and supporting life. Listen to me. The Lord even says, when I return, will I find faith on the earth? What's a reflection of faith? Worshiping him, loving him, and teaching people about Jesus. Amen. I tell you what, when the Lord returns, he's still going to want to see us praying for people in church. He's going to want to see us leading people to Jesus. He's going to want to see us seeing people healed. He's going to want us still doing those things that are primary and that are eternal. Oh, come on. Woo. Boy, you guys should be shouting with me. I know you are in your heart. Because I tell you what, the treasure that's going to matter in these end days is what you have laid up for eternity. Amen? I tell you what you have laid up that's going to declare a voice in heaven is that you were faithful, that you were filled with love, that you lived for the Lord, and that you helped people find Jesus. Whoa! Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to know that the Lord says, and many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Hallelujah. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. I want you to know something, that if you are truly serving God, you can be at peace no matter what's going on. Listen, the world is going to be shaken. We're going to see some things falling apart. We're going to see difficulty. We're going to see negative things happening, coming. But in the middle of that, what you can rejoice in is that, number one, the Lord will never let you be deceived. Amen? I tell you what, the Lord will never let you be taken. Even Jesus said, Father, I thank you that not one of them can be removed from my hand. Amen? And I want you to know something, that if you live this life filled with faith till your last breath, you got no worries, because no matter when the end comes, you're going to be connected to Jesus. Amen? Woo! Praise God. I just want to go to one other scripture, and then we're going to get into some things that are just absolutely wonderful. Amen? Praise God. Because it says right here in 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I just want to read you something here. It says, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he's God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. And now you know that withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. I want you to know something, believers. The Lord is never going to leave you without knowing and being aware of the time you're living and when he's coming. Listen, the Bible says that we will not know the exact day or the hour. He said, but you can look around and you know when it's about to storm. The Lord says you can look around at harvest time and get set to say that winter's coming. And I want you to know something, that what's most important to you as believers is that you are aware that we are closer than ever to the Lord's return. Amen? One thing you can have confidence in is that you and I may not know the time, the date, or the hour, but we can look up, and unless we have blinders on, whether we are this or this or whether we're this or that, one thing we can say is this world is being shaken enough that we know that the coming of Jesus is near. And if we know that, then let's make sure we're looking up. Let's make sure we're living holy. Let's make sure we're preaching the gospel, and let's make sure that we're doing the most to let our light shine and declare the Lord. Amen? Woo! Listen, that's all you have to do to be ready. That's all you have to do is live your best for him. And I tell you what, remember that the Lord said, be strong and of good courage, because I will be with you whithersoever thou goest. Amen? Woo! I'll tell you what, one time, that's one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. I'm just going to tell you a quick story, because one time that scripture meant the world to me. You want to know why? I had a lady call, and she said, hey, I need your help because my husband or my somebody, I can't remember, but I had to go to a hotel, and there was a guy there, and she said, he's not good. He's probably going to end his life. I need you to go and help. And here I was, all fired up, praying in the Holy Ghost, driving over there. Oh, well, yeah, I'm going to get a chance to witness. And I got to this hotel, and guess what happened? I immediately said, Lord, this is no place for me to be. Because guess what? There was about 30 bikers out there. None of them my color. And all of them with coats that suggested that they might not be happy to see a short little guy that looks like me. And I said, God, I said, there's no way. And I just remember that scripture. I remembered it. And I said, okay, God, if you're with me, this is going to be all right. I got out and walked up to the biggest guy, and I said, hello. I said, I know I shouldn't be here. I said, I'm not going to stay here long. I said, there's just the man in there who his wife called. He's desperate. He might be taking his life, and I just want to go pray for him. And the guy looked at me, and then he just let me go by, and he looked around and gave everybody the signal that it was okay. Whew, I got through there. I got to be honest with you. My heart was beating. But what I can tell you is that the Lord was with me. I went in, witnessed to that man. He poured his alcohol out, and gave me his gun, hallelujah, that he did have in the room. And we walked out of there, and he was restored to his family. Amen? So I'm saying that to you to say this. The Lord is going to be with his people no matter what happens. Listen, even if America changes from the America we've always known, God is going to be here. Amen? I tell you what, when nations do rise up, and if anything happens and all of these things come to pass, and they will, because the Bible declares it, I want you to know that the best decision you have ever made is that you're living for the Lord. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to know something, that God is with us. Praise the Lord. I just want to read this scripture to you right here in the book of John, because I think this is critical for us to understand. It says right here in John 15, verse 9, what should we be doing during all this? And in John 15, verse 9, it says, I'll even read verse 7. It says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. As the Father have loved me, so have I loved you. Continue you in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. See, I'm telling you right now that if a believer has joy right now in America or anywhere else in the world, it's your choice. If you don't have joy, it's your choice. Because I promise you that the Lord tells you each and every day that if we're faithful, if we stay with him, if we let the Lord lead us, if we are doing what we're supposed to be doing, if we are keeping his commandments to the best of our ability and having our heart open to hear what he may have us do on a day-to-day basis, have our heart open to pray, have our heart open to witness, have our heart open to do what God is requiring us to do, I'm telling you that he says his joy will remain and your joy will be full. Amen? Praise God. And God wants your joy full. See, I want you to know something, that now is a time for you to dig deeper in God than ever before. I want you to know something, that one of the biggest secrets you need to know is 100% commitment. Come on. The Lord never says, seek me with a part of your heart. Seek me when you feel good. Seek me when it's convenient. Seek me when you're desperate and in trouble only. No, no, no. The Lord says that if we give him our whole heart, if we just say, Lord, this is who I am. You're my Father and I'm your child. And I'm that way 24/7, Monday through Sunday. Amen? If I can just get to that point, I'm telling you that you will see God's hand on your life more and more, and you will see the joy of the Lord be yours more and more. Amen? I want to share something with you right here in Matthew chapter 7. Amen? And I'm thankful for the truth and the goodness of what God says to us. Amen? And in Matthew chapter 7, it says this. Oops. Hold on just a second. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13, it says, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. I want you to understand something. That in today's world, one thing that you better make sure you do is that you accept the authenticity of the Word of God. It doesn't matter what the world has to say about what marriage is. It doesn't matter what the world has to say about what's right and wrong. Our standard is what God has to say about it. Amen? And I'll tell you what, just like the sovereignty of the Word of God that says marriage is between a man and a woman, I don't care what the world says. I don't care how much they change it. I don't care how much they decorate it up. Listen, God is going to reveal to us for what's right for humanity, which is the best way, which is the only way that will work. And we are going to love people by making sure that we believe it. Amen? Listen, I want you to know something. Don't you ever get into a place where you start thinking, well, I can do what I want in my relationship with God, and he will accept anything I do. Listen, I tell you what. Just because you post something on Facebook that says Jesus is your Lord, if you're not living for him, you're deceived. Man, I'm telling you, I'm only saying this because I love you. The Lord says that, hey, there's coming many to him that will say, Lord, Lord, didn't I do this in your name? Didn't I do this? And he's going to say, depart from me. you worker of iniquity? I know you not. Whoa. Listen to me. One of the biggest ways you're going to seal your salvation and you're going to have confidence in your salvation is because you have a true relationship with God. Amen? Yes. Amen. Now listen to me. God is a loving and a kind God. He's not out to judge you, beat you up. If you honestly have things going on where you need to know what God believes and what he doesn't, listen, he has patience and kindness to work with you. But I'm telling you what, once the Bible reveals to you the truth, you better go with what God has said. Amen? I want you to know something. When I was younger, I was taught that, hey, if someone wrongs you, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Amen? If someone hits you, you hit them back. If you're a real man, you got to fight and you better prove yourself. Well, guess what? When I learned what God says about it, I learned that vengeance belongs to the Lord. Amen? And I tell you what, that there are just times where we have got to understand that what God says is what's right. Amen? Whew. Things like bitterness, and I'll tell you what, being unforgiving, being mean, not being kind. I tell you what, those are things that when we read the word, we've got to accept what God has to say about them. Amen? Because I tell you what, we can't just go any way and think that God's going to put his approval on it. Amen? We have to walk out our path the way he tells us to walk out. Amen? So I want to tell you something. That your choice today is to live for him. As you do, he will fill your life with joy. He'll fill your life with peace. And he will speak to you in the ways that declare who he is. Amen? And I just want to get in here and land on a little something that I think is powerful because the Bible says this. And I want us to grab a hold of these things in this time in which we are living and just know what God has said to us. Amen? It says in the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 36, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Amen? I want you to know something, that we have got to remember that no matter what challenges come against our life and no matter what comes where we might feel like or where we honestly have been mistreated or we have difficulties, it really doesn't matter because if we stay holding steadfast to him, we're going to be more than conquerors in every situation. Amen? And this is what I really want to speak to you about and what I really want to say to you today. Nay, in all these things are we more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen? I just want to declare unto you today that if you just make sure that Jesus is the Lord and the Savior of your life, you can rest forever in his peace. Amen? I tell you what, in fact, the word says, cast your care upon him because he cares for you. And the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4 that there is a rest that we ought to be able to enter into. And that rest is not that everything around us is perfect all the time. That rest is not that everything looks like it's going well and it's just going our way every day. But our rest is that nothing can separate us from the love of God, because in every situation, he has us in his hands. And he will not leave us or forsake us. Amen? God is with us. And I tell you what, I really believe that this is a year where we need to stand up more and more and say, this is my choice. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen? Woo! Praise God. Hallelujah. I remember a time where David was under pressure. And he said, Lord, though 1,000 may fall at my left hand and 10,000 at my right hand, I'm going to stay right here seeking and serving you because I know that in the middle of everything, you will deliver me. Amen. Woo! Praise God. I just want to declare unto you today, make that choice to live for the Lord. Amen. I tell you what, I thank God for this. I don't thank God for the moments of tragedy and destruction that come across people's lives. I don't like to see it. I hate people going through hurt. But one thing I thank God for is that this is how I know a true believer that is on their way to heaven and that has made their decision real. This is how I know them. At the end of when things have went way wrong, through hurt, through disappointment, I love it when people say, man, I didn't see this. I don't understand it. It's hurtful. It's painful. But I know this. I'm going to serve the Lord. Woo! Praise God. Make your choice today that no matter what, nothing is going to separate you from the love of God. Amen? It is time for us to stand strong and make that decision. Amen? Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just declare your goodness, Father. Lord, I just declare your peace, Father. And Lord, I thank you that according to the word, Matthew 24:13, it says that they who endure to the end shall be saved. Father, even though we have a lot of stuff going on, Father, and even though all of it may not make sense to us, Father, the one thing we know is that you are looking for faith. Jesus said, when I return, shall I see faith on the earth? Father, I pray that you would find us making that choice, that faith, hope, and love resides in our life, Father. That, Lord, we seek you, follow you, and live for you, Father. And as we do, your goodness and abundance of grace will appear upon our life. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, we have a couple more prayer requests here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray for Kansas, Father, that coming up in February, that when this baby comes forth, Father, Lord, you will strengthen her, God. You will help her, Father, give birth to healthy, blessed baby, Father. And Lord, we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray right now for Haley's stepdad in the hospital, Lord God. Father, that right now we curse sickness, God. We curse the symptoms of virus on him, Father. And Lord, we pray right now, God, for total healing and restoration. Amen. And Father, we pray for Amy right now, Father, Lord, that as she goes to this doctor appointment on Tuesday, that, Father, things would be revealed, God. And, Lord, right now, we just speak healing over Amy, Father. Lord, I pray that even by the time she comes to this appointment, things will change and she's already felt better, Father. And, Lord, we just declare it in Jesus' name. And, God, right now, we pray for Karen, God, and we pray about this sore throat, that, Father, all pain would go, Father. Lord, that this sickness, God, whatever it would be, would come off of her, Father, and we loose healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen? And we just thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I believe that we are going to hear so many praise reports over what God has done today, and we look forward to that. Amen?
Amen. I've got some good news. When you read that scripture about wide is the gate, that leads to destruction, and narrow is the way. Y'all been choosing the hard way all your life. Amen? Let's just think about this. We haven't chose hardly anything easy all of our life.
Amen.
So we are set for this moment.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. We are set for this moment. Amen. The thing that we have to do is not choose our way, but God's way. But listen, Amen. The hard road's where we've been walking. Let's just keep walking it. So the Amen. Good news is that you're on the right path. Just keep going down it. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Well, God bless you. Thank you. I forgot that we got to take up offering today. Amen. Oh, yeah. So we're going to take up offering. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that in this house, people don't give because we ask, Father. They release by faith, God. Lord, I thank you, God, that even when I try to take away a moment where they could give, Father, Lord, that they remind me, God, because they have faith to release into your kingdom, God, because they have seen your faithfulness, Father. Because first of all, it's a step of worship and obedience and love towards you. And God, also, it's a declaration of what you do, Father, opening the windows of heaven and rebuking the devourer. And Father, as we bring our offering forward by faith, I just thank you for your goodness in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Devin, it's good to see you and your family healed and feeling well today. God bless you guys all.